Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It is so great to have you here, and we appreciate you being with us. We're also excited to have coach and speaker Carrie Verrocchio here on the show. She's a life coach, female empowerment mentor, acclaimed podcaster, professional speaker, author of The Radical Empowerment Method. She's going to join us in just a second. First, thanks for joining us, everybody. This is Jim Masters, your host, and we are so happy to have you with us, listening from literally all around the world. Thanks for all the feedback about our incredible series, where we have literally had thousands and thousands of guests over the many years come through our airways here, and it's been terrific. Carrie joining us here from Binghamton, New York, upstate, and her coaching approach is intuitive and purposeful. She helps women free themselves from following society's arbitrary norms that, you know, getting older means your value is diminishing. Nothing could be further from the truth. To shift away from low self-esteem, that means feeling invisible and undervalued, and changing that to becoming radiant, dazzling, and empowered. How does that sound? Sounds terrific, doesn't it? Well, listen to the next half hour, and you will be dazzled by the conversation with Carrie. Since her early childhood, Carrie was a talented singer and performer. Over the years, she passionately embraced the traditional role of wife and mother. Her personal journey of empowerment began when her beloved brother was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and before he passed away, he made her promise to stop hiding her talents from the world. Spread her wings, share her gifts with the universe. And that's exactly what she did, finding true purpose and passion as a certified life coach. Her coaching work embraces the Radical Empowerment Method, a tried and true method for women to stop being stuck behind that desk and get off the couch and into a pow-pow shoes, meaning stepping into your divine feminine power. And through her high-level one-on-one coaching and group coaching and acclaimed professional speaking, Carrie is consistently encouraging women to live up to their potential. Every time you wake up this morning, you have a job to do. That's right, becoming the best version of yourself every day, according to Carrie. The person you were created to be means living with positivity, self-love, and kindness for yourself and others. And when you do, then you're living your very best life. It's really incredible, isn't it? I want to tell you the website is Carrie V, and I'll spell that for you, CarrieVee.com. Carrie is joining us again from upstate New York. It's a real honor and pleasure to have her here. And again, she's the author of The Radical Empowerment Method. We're going to talk about that and so much more on this episode of Close Up Radio Live. Carrie, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Hope your day is going well.
Thank you, Jim. I was listening to you read that introduction, and I was like, wow, I want to meet this woman. I want to take you everywhere. You can introduce me everywhere I go.
And now, here's Carrie.
Well, thank you.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. And, well, you know, it's one of those things. You speak as well authoritatively on key issues in your professional speaking engagements. And with that positive energy, you inspire women everywhere. And I'm sure you inspire a lot of guys, too. And you're a role model with the warmth and genuine candor. And I think when you are authentic and real and add in a little levity, I think you're more relatable and real, and people gravitate to you more, and they listen to your message more, and that's what you're all about. How were you inspired to become a coach and work specifically with women? What were some of the things on your own life's journey, Carrie, that pointed you in the direction of doing this great work?
Yeah, you mentioned it in the introduction, I'll go a little bit deeper. I've spent my life on stage. I don't remember ever not being on a stage in some capacity, singing, acting. When I was doing concerts around the country, I would do a fair amount of speaking within those as well. And then I found myself at a time in my life where life shifted on its axis for me, and I was going through a divorce, and I went back to corporate America and just thought, I'm just going to take a couple of years. Well, that turned into more than a decade of giving up what I knew I was put on this earth to do because life had taken a turn that I never expected. And it was during that time that my brother was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And just a week before he died, we were sitting in a cafe eating breakfast. He was very, very weak. And he reached across, he took my hands, and he said, "You have a gift and you're hiding. You've put yourself in a self-imposed prison and you're too afraid to break out. But the thing is, the doors aren't even locked. You're just sitting in there pretending like you're stuck, but you could walk away at any time and step back into your purpose." And he said, "I want you to promise me that you will spend the rest of your life helping others choose more life while they still have life to choose. My life is over, but you can carry this forward, little sister. Stop hiding." And he died 1 week later to the day on a Sunday morning. And I made that promise to my brother, and I had no idea how I was going to fulfill it, but I had promised him. So I started to stand up and break out of that prison, walk away, and just follow a step every day on how to become the best version of myself and help other women also become the best version of themselves. And yes, I do have men contact me for coaching, and I do work with them as well.
Fantastic. Obviously, because yeah, you're very good at what you do and you're passionate. Let's define maybe what your work as a life coach and women's empowerment coach is all about from your perspective.
Oh, I love this question. Over the years that I was working on myself, I knew that in order to help others, I had to work on myself. I started to work on key areas of my life, and that is what became the Radical Empowerment Method. So when I'm working with someone in a coaching program, we talk about clearing space physically and emotionally in your life, because if you want greatness in your life, you have to have space for it. It's like saying, "I want these beautiful new clothes. These are the clothes of my dreams." But when you look in your closet, it's so full that you couldn't possibly fit one more thing in. And in order to have these clothes of your dreams, you have to take all the stuff, all the old stuff that's no longer serving you out. And then you have
room. I find that hard. You've been looking in my closet. You know when it's even harder? When somebody, even if it's like 10 years old, if it was given to me as a gift, because I still attach that whole emotional thought of what they went through to give it to me on Christmas morning or my birthday. And yeah, this is why I say you can work with the guys too, because sometimes you get attached to things that other people gave you, and it's hard to clear those closets out, but it's good to do it.
We need to. If we want to grow, we need to. And when it comes to a physical thing like that, it's just working through. You're not actually tied to the item. You are tied to the emotion, which you never have to let go of. And we work through that. That is one of the things that we work on from the very beginning, is keeping those emotions, but letting go of the item, both mentally and physically. And from there, we move through a whole bunch of, through many different aspects of your life, choosing a healthy lifestyle, letting go of your excuses and your complaints, silencing the mean voice in your head, forgiveness, working through forgiveness, working through grief. Many of us, especially as we age, are carrying loads and loads of grief and unforgiveness. And we need to drop those. We need to put those by the wayside if we want to move forward. We then move into choosing happiness and claiming your confidence. And then we can work on defining your boundaries and setting you on the path for your own greatness. It's a process. It takes 6 months to a year. We work as we work through all of these things one by one.
That's the key, right?
Yes.
We do live, you know, it's always been the case, but I think it's heightened more. We live in this youth-obsessed culture.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because I always, as a kid and even a teen, I always sort of aspired to what I saw the adults doing. I always, you know, felt that they had been there, they have the wisdom, they have the understanding of life, and always looked to them as always being viable and relevant. And so I never got caught up in that world, but our world is quite youth-obsessed. Why do you think that is?
I think the culture is youth-obsessed because the culture is youth-obsessed, because someone decided that youth and a young appearance is what's important. Somebody decided that a certain body type is the A1 body type. Somebody decided all this. I don't even know who did it, and put it out there that this is what we are supposed to look like, and this is what we're supposed to sound like. And when you get to this age, you can't be that way anymore. A 50-year-old woman cannot look like a 20-year-old woman no matter what she does. And it's okay. And that's what I will work with women on. That this is okay. This is to be embraced. My brother would have loved to get old. He would have embraced every single wrinkle.
Yes.
He would have loved the chance to get old. It is a privilege that is not afforded to everyone. And when we can really embrace that, as you did, and I was brought up to absolutely honor the elders in our family, to sit with my grandmother and listen to her wisdom. We were always in nursing homes visiting the elderly men and women in the nursing home. Even when I was a little girl, we started doing that. So it became, for me, it was something that came naturally. But as I got older and I listened to my friends, I realized that not everybody had that privilege. So, Jim, it is an honor to be raised honoring the elderly. And I want to spread that message through the entire world, that this is where we gain our wisdom. This is where we can talk to people who have been through this and ask them questions. And what were your regrets? I love asking elderly people, what do you regret? And what do you wish you had done? Every single one of them will have an answer that is something along the lines of, I wish I had taken more risks. I wish I had followed my dreams. I wish that I had tapped into my passion. So let's get that message out there that we get to do this right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now, exactly. Absolutely, because as we know, tomorrow is not guaranteed. So
no.
Make the most of every minute we've got. And I know it sounds like something in a Hallmark card, but it is so true. And what we've experienced the last couple of years with the pandemic is just a reminder of the, you know, how frail life can really be.
Yes, yes. And we not only are we not guaranteed tomorrow, we're not guaranteed an hour from now. You are guaranteed the breath you're taking right now. And that's it.
Well,
so make the most
of it. I better
have
my sandwich quick then. I didn't get a chance to have it yet. I'm going to love that sandwich.
Save every bite.
Yeah, I'm going to eat it slowly. Exactly. That must be why they say take a bite out of life, literally. Your professional speaking, I know, is something that is near and dear to your heart. Tell us about the professional speaking and maybe some of the topics that you love to cover as you're doing your speaking.
I absolutely love to cover the power of choice. That is something we talk about a lot in many, many different settings, whether it's a women's event or it's a corporate event or a workshop, or if they hire me to come in and work with their teams, we hone in on that power of choice. Every choice you make has a consequence, good or bad. And every choice you make creates your future. And so choose wisely. Choose to step into your passion. Choose to communicate with people. Choose to become the best leader. Choose to let go of the unforgiveness in your life. Choose to let go of the mean voice in your head. These are all choices. Choose to wake up every day and walk in a happy, joyful spirit. It doesn't mean everything in your life is going great, but you can still choose the way that you act. You can still choose to become your best self. And so I talk about that a lot. And I do talk a lot about teamwork and communication and how to communicate with everyone on the team and not the people that are just like you, but how do you communicate with the person that maybe you don't really like because you don't understand them? How do we learn to understand them and create this cohesive team? So those are the things that I talk about the most when I am up on stage, is just tapping into who you are now and who you are put on this earth to become, and what are the steps to get from right where we are right now, and how do we step into that greater version of ourselves through our choices, through our attitudes, through our relationships, through the way we communicate, through the way we value other people.
And those are essentials on every level in life, in so many different ways, absolutely. Why do you think, in addition to the youth-obsessed culture we talked about, society puts such limitations on women, especially as they get older?
You know, where this came from, maybe it came from Hollywood. I don't know where the original attitude of once women hit 40, they're done came from, but it is very prevalent, and there is a syndrome that has been aptly titled Invisible Woman Syndrome, which happens to many, many women as we hit 40 and beyond, where we are looked over. When we go shopping, we're looked over. When we walk into a restaurant, we're looked over for our younger counterparts. Certainly when we go in to apply for jobs, we are often looked over because we are perceived as we're not up on the latest technology, or we don't have the look that they want for the front desk. And we literally start to become invisible. And then we start to accept it. And so we start to shop in the quote-unquote older women section of stores where they have these shapeless, boxy clothing that makes us look like we've given into, and we have given into, this invisible woman syndrome. And we can rise up and say, no, if I'm still breathing, I am still valuable on this earth, and I have a voice, and you will listen. You will listen to my voice. I have things to bring to the table that someone much younger than me can't bring to the table, and vice versa. And we can learn from each other. It is a huge mistake to believe that someone who is 20 has nothing to teach someone who's 40, 50, or 60, and vice versa. There is so much that we can teach each other and create this amazing world if we let go of those stereotypes that we're done. Once we hit 40, we're done. Once we retire, we're done. We still have so much more to offer each other.
Do you feel that celebrities are good role models as well, especially for young girls? Folks like Jennifer Lopez and Jennifer Aniston and Heidi Klum, Michelle Pfeiffer, and many others.
Yeah, and let's not forget Betty White, who never stopped working.
Betty White, absolutely, yes.
Yes, huge role model for us, because they are breaking these barriers and saying, you know, you may have believed for your entire life that someone over 50 is not any more attractive, has nothing good to say, should just walk away and quote-unquote give it to the younger generation, and they're standing up and saying, do you know how long I have honed my talent? I am beautiful, I am worthy, and I will keep walking in my power, and you have something to learn from me, and how about we sit down and you teach me the things that you are learning now, and we can both be more powerful by working together.
That's right. That's essential. Exactly. You feel women can dress how they wish at any age as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love this question. I used to get so angry when I would be with a group of people and someone would say, she is way too old to be dressing like that. How come you get to make that judgment? You don't get to. And she can dress however she wants to. Or she doesn't have the body type for that shirt. Who decided that? You? Well, you know what? You're wrong, because she is rocking it. Yes, wear what you love. Absolutely.
I love the way you're saying it, because you're saying it as if you're role-playing, as if there's actually somebody standing across from you right now, and you're saying that to them. It's like, who do you think you are to judge?
That's exactly what
I like that.
I'm just
looking
at the memory.
Right. some of what we're talking about, people, of course, love relatability. Have you experienced some of these things being a successful woman entrepreneur yourself? Have you? I don't doubt that whether it's come from other women, come from men, all of the above, you've probably experienced some of these things that you're able to help your clients work through, which is what makes you so relatable.
Yes. I have worked through all of these things myself. Whether it came from a self-perceived notion of how I was viewing myself or if it was laid on me from somebody else, I've worked through every single one of these. Picking up a piece of clothing and saying, well, I'm too old to wear this. And I'm actually blessed to have a best friend who is the age of my oldest daughter. She's 24 years younger than me. And she was shopping with me one time, and she said, let's get matching ones of these. And I said, I can't pull that off. I'm way too old. And she just looked at me and said, too old for a piece of clothing? That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard you say. And they realized that I had started to buy into this and completely changed how I look at the world and myself and helping other women walk through that, because these thoughts do come in. They are so ingrained in us from the time we are little girls that we start to believe it. And I help women to unbelieve it. I've had men, male bosses, laugh in my face when I told them my dream of owning my own business and becoming a CEO, and one of them saying, you're in your 30s. Don't you think that ship has sailed? And just,
wow.
Just real, yeah, how much is out there. When I realized, when I came home and I was talking to my husband and he said, is he not older than you? I said, yes. He is. He said, how old is the business that he's running? I said, 5 years. And he said, so he started this business in his late 30s, but you're too old now? Really made me take a step back and say, oh. So when I went back and talked to him, he said, but you're a female. Females don't do that. And I thought, well, this one does. This one does. And there are lots of us out there that do. And we can.
That's so important, right? That's similar. The person that would say a sentence like that is the same kind of person that tells you when a loved one does pass away or a friend, you know, it's been 30 days or 6 months. Shouldn't you be over it by now? I love when I hear people say like that. I'm like, excuse me, you see that exit sign?
Exactly.
There's a reason why they installed that. And it isn't for me.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so true. I love that you brought that up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes people just don't have any understanding that we all deal with life in different ways. We all, you know, have different mindsets and backgrounds, and that's what makes us all unique. And you're all about empowering, and you have this terrific book, The Radical Empowerment Method. Tell us about the how you came up with the title, and then what the book is about.
The title came from a group of women that I was group coaching. I had an online program, which is now called the Radical Empowerment Method online program. But the first time I led a group of women through that, through the beta process of the course, it was entitled Felicita Academy. And Felicita means happiness in Italian. And about halfway through, I asked somebody about their experience, and she started to talk about how much she was loving the program. But she said, in the beginning, I really didn't know what I was getting into because I don't know what Felicita means. And I realized I had very wrong named this program because I knew what it meant. I knew how to pronounce it, but nobody else in the group did. They were coming alongside me because they loved me. So I put it out to them as, what would you call the program? And one woman said Radical Empowerment, and they all took this vote, and we named it that. We changed it on the spot, and that is where the Radical Empowerment Method was born. It wasn't even mine. It was from a group of women that I was group coaching who said, that's what this program is. It's Radical Empowerment. And the entire book and the program that goes with it is about getting off the sidelines of your life and literally stepping into those pow-pow shoes, stepping into your power and getting out there and becoming who you were created to be instead of just getting up every day on rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat. Let's get out there and do something different and start stepping into your power.
I like that rinse and repeat analogy. That is so true. You just, it's like a, you know, a hamster on the wheel, just going and going and going, but not really getting anywhere.
Not getting anywhere, yeah.
I can't believe the time is flying by in a New York minute here. We've got maybe about a little over 2 minutes, and hopefully we'll have you back, or we'll expand more, you know, and other things that we do at Close Up Television Radio. But the coaching, how your coaching works, and are you doing group coaching, individual? Is it a combo or both?
I do both. I'm doing group coaching. I am doing more one-on-one coaching right now, but getting ready to launch the Radical Empowerment Method group again,
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great.
Thank you.
So how we have a little time. How does it work in the beginning when somebody's interested in the coaching?
So they, you can either email me, which is everything is on my website, or you can click the link on my website on the one-on-one coaching. Click the link. You fill out the form. I get back to you. We do a free call first. I do a gift call to you to make sure we're a match, because I don't want to take somebody's money if we're not a match. I walk in integrity, and I don't feel that is an integrity to just listen for you. How do you know?
I like that expression. I walk in integrity. That's a great expression. I love things like that, you know, short, to the point. You know, for somebody that is a little bit more long-winded, as like I am, I love speaking. I'm a communicator. Sometimes when you come up with a short bullet headline like that, that is terrific. I walk in integrity, something we all should do. The website for folks to connect, as I mentioned, I'll spell it out for everybody, CarrieVee.com. That's Carrie's website. Carrie, this was terrific. Congratulations on everything that you've done thus far. I know it comes from the heart and from the soul. It's something that is definitely in need and keeps you quite busy. Thanks for being so open and real about your own experiences and your family and the things that really tickle your fancy, because I think it allows people to connect with you even on a more deeper level, because they're going to be sharing things with you that they might not even share with their closest family and friends. So that trust that is established right off the bat is essential for you and them and you, and I think that's so important. Thanks for stopping by the Close Up Radio broadcast today. It was really fantastic to have you here, and hopefully we'll chat some more down the line and maybe hear testimonials or what have you. It'll be a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time, and you are a fantastic interviewer, so thank you.
My father has always said the sage advice when we were kids. I think I must have been 9 years old when he said this to us, and I love it. Maybe why I always, you know, went towards people that are a little bit older than myself, even as a kid. Jim, whenever anybody says something kind or nice to you, ask them to please put it in writing and address it management.
I
mean, 9 years old, he said that, and it still holds true today.
It absolutely does.
Sage advice. Thanks for the kind words. Right back at you, Carrie, and hopefully we'll chat more. And thanks for all you do, inspiring others in the beautiful way that you do. And you enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for stopping by Close Up Radio. It was, again, a real pleasure.
Thank you. You as well. Thanks, Jim.
All right. You too now. Mm-hmm. Take care. We appreciate Carrie being here. Again, the website, CarrieVee, that's VEE.com. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, right here on Close Up Radio. Inviting you to stay right there. I will be back in just enough time to have a quick cup of coffee. I'll be back. Maybe I'll have some of that sandwich we were talking about, and I'll be back in less than a half an hour with another extraordinary guest celebrated right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for everybody at Close Up Television and Radio, Jim Masters saying, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.